Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. Brett Altman, the CEO of the Cass County Health System, is in with us here today. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming by.
You bet.
It's been a crazy year for you, just like it's been a crazy year for a lot of folks, and you guys are right on the front lines of everything that's been going on.
Yes, our team has just done a fabulous job over the last 6 months, and we couldn't be more proud of them.
Moving on, though, we want to talk about something other than COVID, believe it or not. We're going to talk about something a little different. Recently, you announced that the Cass County Health System, along with the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, have come into a partnership to help young families expand.
Yeah, we're really looking at regionalizing OB delivery here in Atlantic. With the declining populations in the rural areas, younger people moving to more suburban environments, having fewer kids, it's really a challenge for rural hospitals to do OB deliveries and keep their volumes up. And so Red Oak, Montgomery County Memorial Hospital has made the decision to discontinue doing deliveries at their facility. And we're going to partner with them, and they're going to do their deliveries in Cass County.
Talk a little bit about the inner workings of these types of things, because this isn't the first partnership we've seen with your hospital or a lot of other industries around the area. In your case, how do these partnerships start to kind of foster themselves? Where do they start?
Well, it really starts with networking. And we have been in a joint venture for the past 30 years with Harlan and Red Oak in an organization called Health Partners of Southwest Iowa. We share a mobile nuclear medicine truck together and do a credentialing service that 25 other hospitals participate in together. And so it was kind of natural for us to be the partner for the Red Oak Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, geography matches up pretty well, too. But, when you have those partnerships already and you're comfortable with each other, not just at the hospital level, but also at the community level, mm-hmm. it makes these a lot easier, doesn't it?
It really does. And, we're working on another partnership with the Creston Hospital in jointly recruiting a rheumatologist. And so we're excited about that possibility.
It's getting tougher and tougher in our small rural counties, especially when population isn't growing. That means the resources mm-hmm. aren't growing either, to be able to do all the specialties in every location that you'd like to do. So these are important.
They really are. And, we've formed another organization in western Iowa with 12 independent hospitals. And essentially, we come together and we're not a system together. But we're in an affinity group together, and we bounce these ideas off of each other and see what sticks.
Well, and there are other options out there, as everyone knows. We've got big cities to our left and to our right that folks could just easily go to if the services aren't provided here, but that's not an ideal situation.
It's really not. Atlantic, in particular, is located right in the middle of Omaha and Des Moines. We are now really the only providers of OB services between Omaha and Des Moines. And there's pros and cons about that. It's nice to only be an hour from two major metros. But on the other hand, we would be like the furthest away from that resource if we weren't providing it here locally.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're right in the middle, you're as far away as you possibly could be from
exactly.
each side, depending upon which way you turn. And for folks in Montgomery County, they're still going to get local services. It'll just be partnering up here. Can you talk about that for them?
Yes. So they will continue to do women's health services. Their OBGYN, Dr. Marcella Panita, will continue to do prenatal visits in Red Oak, have a clinic there. She also goes to the Corning Hospital in Adams County, and she gets expectant mothers from there as well. So at this point, she will merely just schedule the deliveries or do the deliveries up here in Atlantic. And I think she's, because she needs to be in closer proximity, she's actually looking to move physically up here to be closer for those deliveries.
Yeah, well, when that happens, it happens fast sometimes.
Yes. And, when you look at our OB footprint, We're now talking Adams, Montgomery, Western Adair, Southern Audubon, Eastern Pott, Southeast Shelby, and of course Cass County. And so that hub and spoke model, you need to be near the hub.
If you're the provider, you kind of do. Yeah, you really do. Now, for folks who live in Cass County, well, they probably won't really even hardly notice this at all, right? Their services are still going to be like they have been.
Absolutely. And, you know, for us, this is a great opportunity because, as we mentioned, OB volumes have been declining everywhere, and this helps keep us sustainable for the long haul.
Well, we've seen so many changes. I mean, if you just look over the last, say, 25 to 30 years in the healthcare industry, we once had a whole bunch of beds in our local hospitals mm-hmm. because inpatient care was the way to go. And then everybody remodeled because they were finding so many empty bed spaces, empty rooms that we didn't need as many because a lot more was happening with outpatient. Of course, then COVID happens, and then we realize there are some other things that we might need too. It's an ever-evolving system.
It is. And, you know, when you look back, Cass County used to have, our hospital was 104 beds. Today it's 25. And there is, you know, more of a migration to outpatient services. But, you know, our volumes are actually really strong here because we do have more of a regionalized market.
Yeah, and we've constantly seen that. And that's one of the reasons that so many of the fundraising efforts that, for example, the foundation mm-hmm. does are important because it's providing things that we've recognized or needs that we have. We're always looking to make sure that we're providing the services that people want.
Yes, we're very blessed with excellent facilities, top-of-the-line equipment, as good as you'll find in any city. And most importantly, we've got great people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I mentioned, too, that it's kind of an ever-evolving thing. The facilities are always evolving, too. I see you got a parking lot project that's going to be going on.
We do. It starts Monday, and we're looking forward to making some improvements. And we just decided what better time than during a pandemic when everything's upside down already to be going through some construction. And hopefully by the time the construction is over, so is COVID.
Is it a hard question to answer these days, especially in rural medical health field, of what's next? It's kind of a confusing question because you never really know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to look down the road and see until you get that feedback from the people that you serve.
Right. You know, we do a strategic plan. It used to be every 5 years. Anymore, it's about every other year because things change so fast.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Well, with this particular program then, will Dr. Panita, will she be serving folks here then as well in Cass County, or do you have your own staff here?
She may eventually. We also have Dr. Chang, who's an OBGYN that we hired back in November. Mm-hmm. She came from Mercy Des Moines, and she's outstanding. Again, we're very blessed. We'll now have two OBGYNs to be able to work with. One of the other problems is for rural hospital staffing their OB units is Iowa ranks last in the number of OBGYNs per capita. And it's also hard to find OB nurses. Mm-hmm. And so this helps provide us with more resources.
So does that mean the HR door is always open for those who are looking for opportunities?
Absolutely.
Give a chance. It always helps to advertise. Give them a chance to find out if you know of someone or have a relative who is in that particular field and is looking for a great life in a great area. Maybe there's an opportunity there for you because we always need to provide those services. Well, very good. The folks on the other end of this partnership at Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, they're thrilled about this opportunity as well.
Well, I'm sure that they are surprised. You know, I kind of liken it to, you know, if you're expecting and all of a sudden there's a change in plan. But Dr. Panita has excellent customer service skills. They will follow her because she's wonderful. And we are providing information packets to those expectant mothers, inviting them to come up for a tour to meet some of our people up here so that they're more comfortable on delivery day.
Isn't that the way, though? It's all about the people.
If
you find someone that you're comfortable with, you trust, especially with something as important as that, you're likely to probably follow them wherever they go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very good. All right, more opportunities then. Very good. Well, we'll keep up to date on the continued transitions and things that happen to keep working toward the future here with our local health care. Brett, appreciate you coming by. Door's always open.
Thanks, Jim.